This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
This episode is brought to you by Dr. Squatch. When your personal care routine needs a refresh, Dr. Squatch is here to help. They have high-performing natural products with no harmful ingredients that'll have you looking and smelling your best. Like the Bay Rum soap and deodorant. It smells delightfully spicy. And right now, they have an amazing offer for new customers. Get 20% off your first purchase of any amount or a subscription order by going to drsquatch.com/Spotify or use the code Spotify at checkout.
Appreciate that question.
Hello and welcome to the Verit In Pod, part of the 1012 Podcast Network in partnership with Sports Social Podcast Network. You can follow us on Twitter at the Verit In Pod and at theveritinpod.com. I'm Matt Workman, and that man over there is my friend Joe Goodman. Joe, how are things going?
You're so like professional with it now. Like this is episode number 120 of the Verit In, or at least with the two of us. And you know, there have been times where we've talked for 30 minutes before we even mentioned that, oh, by the way, this is the name of our podcast and this is what our names are. So
this is the first one. I thought I'd like,
yeah, a little bit. Man, you went right for it. I'm impressed. No, like, I feel like I should be wearing a suit now. This is like a, you know, we always talk about how this isn't a professional podcast. You kind of made it sound like it is one now. It's still not. It's absolutely not. So.
But you get to our content. I mean,
we'll class
it down a lot.
Yeah, you may have already heard an ad, and there will probably be other ads that'll happen on this. That's a new thing. So, if you like it, you're welcome. If you don't like it, we're sorry. But hey, it might help us pay for the tailgate.
Yeah. Hey, you know, like Dory says in Finding Nemo, just keep swimming.
Yeah. No, like legitimately, like if I ever make a dime off of like anything that happens on like the Baylor sphere, it's just going to go to the tailgate. Like that's all. It's 100%. It goes to the tailgate. That's what it is.
That's what it should be about.
But yes. Yeah. We're super excited to join 1012, by the way. We've kind of followed them since their inception. And we're following in the footsteps of our friends, Matt and Evan, who were the Baylor podcast on 1012. Now are over at the Dave Campbell Texas Republic of Football.
The Republican Network. Football Network.
Is that the Republican Football Network? There you go.
That's what Evan likes to say.
Got you. Oh, that's right. Yeah, we talked about that with Philip. So yeah, they went over there, leaving a huge green and gold bear-sized vacancy that only the Baird Inn could fill, for being honest. Just us, you know. We were probably like choice number six, but at least we weren't choice number seven.
Because we just put out podcasts. Like we're throwing content out there. Whether
we're not
people
good,
listen to it, that's another,
we're around.
That's another thing. Yes, yeah. We're here all the time.
that was my friend Thomas, who I would say in high school, but he's still like the one person from high school that I regularly keep up with. And that was Thomas in high school that we would joke about, was like, you just always knew he didn't have plans. So if you had nothing to do on a Saturday, you could just go to his house and you knew he would be there. That's the Baird Inn. We're always home. We're here.
Like,
you got nothing to do. Come play video games with us. We'll watch Star Wars. Let's do it. We'll talk Baylor football. We'll party.
Always. But Joe, you had, speaking of putting content out there, you had a conversation with Baylor Digital Media and their video about their new, I guess it's A subscription, a premium subscription package or streaming channel?
Yes, Netflix for Baylor, as it was described by Justin Hoff, the associate athletic director for creative services at Baylor. Yeah, I had a really cool opportunity to talk to him last week. So, you know, one of the things that Matt and I have done as we've kind of grown through this whole like podcasting journey is we've done everything we can to like push the envelope on the access that we can get. Just like, hey, why not? The worst they can do is tell us no. So like the first time I ever applied for a media credential, like I was like, I have no idea what's going to happen. Let me just apply. And we got it. It was like, oh, okay, cool. So I got to go to, it was the West Virginia game like 2 years ago. And then now we've been to Pick 12 media days. So one of the things that Matt did was looked into getting the media emails, basically the press releases that come out. And last week, before it was announced on Instagram and Twitter, we got an email about this Baylor Plus platform that's coming out. And then immediately after that, it landed on Instagram and Twitter. And so I was talking to our friends over at ODB. I was talking to Mark and Peter and Matt, and somebody said, we should see if we can get anybody to talk to us. Like, let's just shoot a feeler out and see if anybody at Baylor would be willing to talk about this Baylor Plus, this paid service that they're announcing. So I shot an email to one of the guys in the athletic department that had sent the email out. And I was like, hey, can we talk to you about this? And within 5 minutes, he emailed me back and he said, we would love to, but I won't be me. It'll be Justin, the associate AD for creative services. He'll be the one that you'll want to talk to. So I was like, great, cool. And then 5 minutes after that, Justin emails me and he's like, tell me what time works for you guys today. And so then it was more on our end of like, hey, can we get somebody on that can ask questions and somebody that can like record it and produce it? And so, yeah, Matt and I were able to, Matt Isbear, to be clear, we're able to hop on with him on Wednesday afternoon and, you know, got to sit down, ask him some questions. And then that got dropped on Our Daily Bears as a special version of Our Daily Podcast. And then we also had an article that came up on the site that covers it. But overall, it seems like it's going to be a very unique and cool thing that Baylor fans can experience. It is a paid service, so you're looking at about like $8 a month if you wanted to do monthly, or you can pay for a full year at $80. So like the shtick there, of course, is like you get 2 months for free because you're paying for basically 10 months if you pay the whole thing all up front. I think the coolest draw of this, Matt, though, when we were talking about the kind of content that will be released on here, is it's not necessarily kind of like the new original content. So they're going to be doing like documentary, like I'm assuming like Hard Knocks style stuff for the different programs that you'll be able to watch.
Well, they did that like Our Time thing on ESPN.
Yeah, it'll be more like that.
Basketball team, yeah.
But they will also have archives. So like he mentioned, like if you wanted to go watch the 1979 Peach Bowl and see the interviews that Walter Abercrombie did in the locker room after the game, you know, if you want to, they're going to have stuff. There's like, it seems to be very geared towards Grant Taft. Like that seems like something that they're really pushing is content with him. Cause they talked about how like they found a show that he hosted in the 80s. Like he apparently had a TV show in the 80s and they have every episode of it or almost every episode of it. And so you can just like go watch like the Grant Taft show. And they've got like Grant Taft mic'd up on the sideline when he was coaching. Like I didn't even think they did that back then, but apparently there's tons of just archival footage from Baylor. But yeah, overall it's like, they're going to be constantly putting out new content. He mentions that they have a lot of footage stored up that they, you know, considered like, hey, this is for a rainy day, and that rainy day is here for them. I'm interested to see what the subscription numbers will look like. Because it's the first time I think Baylor fans have had anything like this that's a paid service. Knowing what you know about it, are you going to pay for it, Matt?
I probably would.
I will for the first year. I'll just take a look. Yeah,
do it and see. Like, okay, what's it all about? Is it, you know, worth the, you know,
is the juice worth the squeeze?
$8, yeah. You know, if you get good content, like I really like the Our Time documentary.
And so the company that they're partnering with to run this, it's a company called Sport and Story, and they are the group that put together the Our Time series.
Yeah. So if it's more of that, especially like, I'll be honest, like if it's more, you get a lot of like football stuff, behind the scenes, locker room stuff, for sure, that'd be worth it. You know?
Yeah, they currently are working. So this company, Sport and Story, they're currently working with Arkansas, LSU, Oklahoma State, South Carolina, Mississippi State, and others.
A few years ago, I remember LSU rolled out the same type of like premium.
And yeah, if there's a college out there that you're like, I want to do the same thing that their media content producers do, it's probably LSU. I don't know if there's a better media department in college athletics right now.
Yeah. And so like they rolled that out probably after the championship game or championship season. I remember the announcements and all that. But yeah, so like I would do it. Definitely check it out. I would definitely see what you're going to get. I think the archival stuff would be cool. Like, let's say I wanted to watch a certain drive from a 2014 Oklahoma State or Oklahoma Baylor game, where the defensive backs decided to play 8 yards off the line of scrimmage. That'd be interesting to watch over and over again.
It was quite funny because we were, we were talking about different stuff. I was talking about with like Peter, and he mentioned how like, hey, if they have the all 22 after football games, you know, and so I brought that up with Justin, and he kind of was like, I don't know, maybe like after the season, because it's like, because then like, you don't want to give any, you know, like we don't want any we don't want to hurt the team in any way by just releasing our all 22.
Like Sonny Dykes subscribing to like Baylor
exactly
to watch like all 22 film.
We don't make it any easier for guys to get stuff.
Well, like
but that would be cool for like the off season to be able to go if they were to decide to release like the all 22 footage from games,
you know, like NFL in the spring. NFL Plus is just like, it's NFL's own streaming. You can like subscribe to it. And now they just announced you're going to get like Red Zone comes along with it. It's like $14.99 a month, but they do release on that like from the premium package, you get like the all 22 from like NFL games. So like I was thinking like that would be cool just to watch all 22 film.
At any rate, there's like the way they've described it is there's going to be absolutely tons of content on this thing. I think it'll be worth the money, especially if like for me, like just being like a Baylor dad now, where like I have a son that is going to be growing up and I would like to indoctrinate him into the Baylor way of life. You know, having something like this makes some things like that easy. But what we do know, so they did release kind of like high level of what you can expect some of the shows. So there's something called The Follow, which they describe as an all-access pass that lets you go behind the scenes with your favorite Baylor teams before, during, and after the games. So this is going to be, I guess, a show that's kind of like locker room. And one of the things Justin Hoff mentioned was, there's ESPN and Fox and the media partners that Baylor works with. They have access to a lot of places and can get footage of a lot of areas, but only Baylor has access to everything. And you know, like there are moments when the ESPN cameras aren't there and they can't get behind certain doors. The Baylor cameras can. So I think that's going to be like kind of that, where he talked about how there's like footage from the national championship game that nobody's ever seen before from like on the court and in the locker room that Baylor caught. So I'm assuming that's what that is. Then, as you've mentioned a couple of times, there was the Our Time series. What Baylor is calling it in their press release is My Time. And it's storytelling content that spotlights the biggest names and personalities in Baylor athletics, both on and off the field. So this is the one I kind of think you're looking at, similar to that Our Time series, right?
Yeah.
Next up, they have the Baylor Film Room. It'll be Baylor Plus analysts break down the plays and players that make the difference on the field and court. So this is going to be, I'm guessing, like a studio type show. They'll have one for each of the sports that are out there. Baylor Rewind, celebrate the greatest games, plays, and moments from the storied history of Baylor sports. So that's going to be your archive footage right there. And then Baylor Films, which will be documentaries featuring the stories and personalities from Baylor's storied history. So they did mention a number of times when we spoke with them about how, you know, Dave Aranda, especially on the football side, is really into the history of Baylor and is really into like promoting that within the team. And it's something that he's really bought into. And so like he's been really excited to like work with them on getting some of this stuff out, and the coaches in general have apparently given tons of access, have really, really bought in on this. So Baylor's very excited to get the word out. That's why they talked to us same day, was they're like, yeah, we'll talk to anybody that wants to talk about this. We want to get the word out. So It's releasing soon. I don't have a date on when it's going to drop, but
the press release said like fall, I think.
It's just generic soon.
Yeah.
Like after summer is over. I assume it'll drop some point during football season. But I'm excited about it. I'm gonna buy it.
Really cool. If they had like former players, I don't know who they'd have as analyst on this particular program, but you know, I'm assuming it's former players or coaches who are gonna sit in there in a studio and look at film, which that would be, because personally, when they would do that like mega cast on ESPN for like the national championship game, like the coaches' film room, that's one of the best ones. And so like that would be super interesting to watch after the fact, to go in there and look at that.
Yeah. And I think it's a unique thing, and it shows Baylor's kind of looking forward, right? It's a bit forward thinking. Again, no telling how successful this will be. I don't know what they need to break even, like what they've spent to produce what they've already produced. This is 100% no inside information at all. Like, this is literally just my own musing in my head. I've wondered if this is something that could, like, maybe eventually they roll it into like a Bear Foundation level or something. You know, if you donate a certain amount of money, you automatically get Baylor Plus included or something. So I'm intrigued to see how they do things on the business side of this as well.
You donate a certain amount of money, you get your own show on Baylor Plus.
Matt wins the Powerball and it's Workman Hour every Friday. And all it is he's just
talking about Star Wars.
It's just Star Wars on Baylor Plus. Yeah. One episode is literally you just watching Revenge of the Sith. Like, you're just remember when that happened?
We're just gonna hate watch the prequels.
Yeah. That kid is Darth Vader.
Yeah. Doesn't this kid suck? talking about what you're asking about, like how successful it'd be, like I think like my age group and younger will be all about it, because we're all like streamers pretty much anyway. Now there is a big portion of Baylor fans who are of an older generation, and you see it on message boards, like they don't know how to work ESPN Plus, and so that contingent.
I also feel like those are the people that'll throw $80 down and just forget about it.
Just because it's like Baylor stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
They chalk it up as a donation to Baylor.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. We'll see.
Perhaps. Yeah.
We'll see what happens. But overall, cool idea. Justin Hoff, super awesome guy. Super, super awesome guy. Baylor in good hands with him. And thanks for Baylor. To Baylor for talking to us, because that was really cool. But I'm excited about this. I'm going to subscribe when it drops. Just waiting to hear now when the official date will be.
For sure. So Joe, we've run through in our previous podcasts pretty much all the Big 12. We've done our kind of like 30,000 foot preview. We've done like our schedule previews. All but one school.
One school.
Which is where it leads us today, is the preview for Baylor University. And so, like, just looking at it from last year and looking forward to this year, what is your, like, overall Baylor expectation or preview, or how are you looking into the season before we dig down into the schedule? What are your vibes going into 2023?
Man, I know. Just so you guys know, we're going to throw out everything that we've talked about all summer and actually take this one seriously.
All these podcasts you listen to, they don't mean shit.
Yeah.
We're done.
Yeah. All those times we pick Baylor to win in every single game, we may not in this. So we're going to take it serious.
Start from scratch.
Yeah. With Baylor, I don't know. I have high hopes. I don't know if I have high expectations. The struggles from last year, I think the secondary was probably one of the biggest issues that we had. I think the offensive line didn't necessarily play up to the level that we all expected them to. Quarterback play left something to be desired. I think some people disagree on the level of how much was left to be desired. Personally, I think the receiving core was an absolute liability last season. And on the defensive side, the secondary was just really, really, really bad. And it was so bad that they've completely replaced the entire second. And we've let people walk out the door and said, we'll help you pack, basically. There was a decided lack of leadership and mental toughness that we have heard about over and over again from Dave Aranda this offseason. And it seems like they're trying to turn a corner there that they believe that they have. But it's almost like the biggest thing that Baylor has going for it that's getting people excited right now is it will be different people than last year at some of our more problematic positions, especially on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah.
I'm just not, I don't know, not that I don't think that it will, but because it's just different, I don't know if different means better. And it's the same thing on the offensive side of the ball. We're bringing Drake Dabney back. He got hurt early in the year last year, and I think that was a big detriment to the offense. He's probably your best receiving tight end that you have on the squad right now. You hope he stays healthy. So having him around is a big deal. You brought in, what's the guy, the wide receiver we brought in from Arkansas?
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ketron Jackson.
Ketron Jackson, thank you. You know, you bring him in. So he seems to be talented and he's different. He's got skill, maybe. But how does he work in this offense? And you know, you hope that the receivers that you had last year maybe take a step forward, somebody gets better. I've heard tale that it's likely that some guys were playing probably more injured than we knew they were last year as well. So like, you know, maybe you get a breakout year from a Monterey Baldwin, or maybe Armani Winfield takes kind of that next step and he jumps in. Maybe Josh Cameron is, you know, an All-American. Who knows? But that's the thing, is I just feel like I don't know. All of that said, they're my school, they're my team, it's who I root for. So my hopes are very, very high. And when I think about this team, we were a 6-win squad last year that left at minimum 2 games out on the field. That quite literally just left 2 games out in the field that they should have had.
And that is minimum.
Yeah, at minimum, if not more.
Think to like the BYU, like we could have won BYU.
We should have won the BYU game and we should have won the West Virginia game.
So like right there,
We should have won both of those football games. TCU
could have won that game.
Close. TCU,
we were winning that game to the very last second.
To the very last second, but we didn't stop them on like,
no.
Everyone in that press box knew what was happening. Every single one. We were standing there. We were praying. Like we were all huddled together. We were breaking every rule in that press box on what you were supposed to be doing. That we were just fully rooting for Baylor at that point. But we all knew deep down. So I look at last year's team and I say, that was supposed to be an 8-4 team.
Should have been an 8-4 team.
That team should have been. That team was not supposed to be playing in the coldest bowl game of all time. That team should have been probably in the game that Texas Tech played. They should have been.
I don't even count the bowl game. Like, you know, you said 6-7, or you said 6-win, but a lot of people say they're a 6-7 team. And I don't count that bowl game. No one wanted to be there.
Yeah, it was very
including
the
myself.
The team was mentally shot at that point too. Like, let's be honest, it wasn't just the weather. The team was not in it. They did not want to be playing football anymore. There was internal problems with that program last year. Everybody
which Aranda addressed. Aranda has addressed.
Yeah. I mean, and fired his own mentor.
And his defensive coordinator. Ronnie Wheat was his right-hand man at LSU.
Right.
That was his guy.
So even with all of that going on, even with all of that, Matt, we're still sitting here saying this should have been an 8-win team.
Yeah.
So I look at it this year and I say some things are different. They're supposed to have improved in certain areas. They've brought in replacement guys that are replacing positions of issue from the prior season. So they're supposed to be better. So if you said, Joe, what do you expect Baylor to do this year? It's 8.5-9 wins for me. That's kind of what my expectation is. I don't know when we go through this schedule what my heart of hearts is going to pick, because I'm doing it live from the hip when we walk through the schedule. But that's where my head's at right now, is this is an 8-9 win team. That's where I kind of expect them to land.
Yeah. I mean, I've heard some positive things out of the most. I mean, I know they had a scrimmage on Saturday, and I listened to Dave Aranda talk about, you know, the quarterback, wide receiver, on the defense. And basically he said, it's on defense, it's the Mike Smith show, which I like to hear that.
Yeah, he's tearing it up from everything I've seen.
Yeah. And then he had some interesting things to say about Blake, and then about how last year he felt like he needed to be perfect. Well, Blake said that himself. And then Aranda kind of reiterated that and said, yeah, I think last year we coached him to be perfect. And they're not doing that this year. They're not saying like you have, because I can't imagine being a quarterback where your coaching is like, you can't make a mistake. We can't afford a mistake. And so the kind of pressure that puts on you as a quarterback to be like, I have to make every throw perfect. I have to make every decision perfect. So that leads me to think, like, I read into that, like, oh, so he's playing a little bit more loose, which I think probably what you saw his freshman year, or I guess
his redshirt freshman year.
The redshirt freshman year, whenever he came in for Gary at times.
You know, I think that might be something that you made me think about right there, that I don't know if we've ever touched on, where I've heard, maybe other people have, and I just haven't heard it. I don't think I've read anything about this or heard anybody talk about it, but how difficult does it have to be if you're Blake Shapen and you walk onto campus and here's a guy here named Gary Bohannon. He was like the Gatorade player of the year in the state of Arkansas. I think he was the top football recruit in the state of Arkansas. He's a quarterback. He's the kind of like expected next guy up. He becomes the starter, and you're kind of there. Like, you're going through that. You're practicing with him. You're in the same meetings as him. You're probably close, because the expectation is you're not about to take his job. He's earned the starting spot. He gets hurt.
You
come in, you play pretty well. You know, you win a game at Kansas State, you close out the Big 12 championship game, and then you go in and you take his job and you basically make him have to transfer out, change his life forever. He has to leave school because he wants to keep playing football. And you come into the next year. Yeah, damn right. You probably, even if the coach, even if you don't coach him that way, of course he thinks he has to be perfect. Like that. I know for me, I mean, some guys are, people are way more cutthroat than me, I will admit, but that would be mentally tough for me. Like, if there's somebody that I had a relationship with, and by no malicious intent, just me trying to reach my own goals, I forced them to have to quit their job and go move across the country somewhere else to do what they're doing because I took what they did. Yeah, I'd feel pretty bad about that. And I'd want to make sure I was doing really well at whatever it was I was doing. It must be mentally tough on a person to like come in behind another kid, take their starting job, make them move across the country. So yes, absolutely. I could see him like struggling with that desire for perfection beyond anything like coaches or his teammates put on him. He was probably putting that on himself.
Absolutely. I agree completely. That's what I read into it anyway.
All right. So Matt, before we dive in, cause you normally, when we've done these projections mashing that word together, when we've done these all summer long, going through each of the teams in the Big 12, you've kind of gone into it having an expected number in your head where you're like, okay, this is what I want to reach. And you kind of try to see if you get there.
Yeah.
Now we're going to go into the Baylor schedule, not blind. We've of course looked at it throughout the mm-hmm. off season, but we're going to go into it without any like preconceived notions. But I do want to hear, I said, I'm expecting this, like my expectation is this to be an 8-9 win team. What is your expectation?
I'm right there with you. I think like, I think 8-4 is the floor.
8-4 is the floor. Okay.
Yeah. So I think anything below 8-4 would be disappointing.
8-4. All right. Well, let's find out where we land. We have an interesting schedule for the Bears this year. We've got 8 home games, Matt. 8 home games. This is the way that it shakes down. Out of their first 6 games, they play 5 of them at home. They play 6 games, and their bye week is dead split in the middle of the season. They play 6 games, get a week off, play 6 games. 8 of those games are at home. It's a sweet schedule. You know, anybody would take this schedule.
For us, we have a tailgate, so like we love 8 home games.
Yeah, it's gonna make it more expensive, but also you get more value out of what you bought. So,
and it's front loaded, so it's like 8, like you said, like the early games,
the hottest games, early,
the hottest games.
Oh, well, they're the least likely to rain. So there's that. Anyway, let's dive in, Matt. We'll go with game one. Probably won't spend too much time on this one, but Saturday, September 2nd, this is a 6 o'clock Eastern game. So thank God it's not during the blistering heat of the day yet. This one's on ESPN Plus. Thankfully, it'll be done by Baylor Vision and not by this school's production company, as we saw a couple years ago. Baylor will face off against the Texas State Bobcats at McLean Stadium in Waco, Texas. Matt, who wins this game?
This Baylor blows out Texas State. Like, they have all kinds of roster issues on their side, a new coach coming in. So, yeah, I feel like this is a Baylor blowout, no question.
Agreed. That's all we need to hear. So that's the warm-up game for what happens next. Now, this one is at 11 a.m. on Saturday, September 9th. So it will be roughly 340 degrees Fahrenheit on the field by the third quarter. Yes. This is going to be a hot game. I would never actually pray for, I don't know because of who we're playing. I don't know if I want it to rain. Like, it might be advantageous for this game to be as hot as possible.
Absolutely. It's 11 a.m.
So Baylor will welcome in for the first leg of what was supposed to be a home and home, but now we don't even know what's going to happen with the away game next year, because this isn't a non-con game after this year. We face off Utah Utes.
I would presume they just keep it on schedule. It's just a conference game now.
Okay, well then you still got to add, you know,
non-con, but yeah.
Anyway, so you got Utah coming to town, one of our future conference brothers. Again, this game's at 11 a.m., so it's going
to be... They've been very, very kind to Big 12 fans over the course of the last year. I mean...
Yeah, this is going to be... They've gotten nicer since the announcement that they're coming to the Big 12. They're like, don't worry about all that stuff we said.
Yeah, reality has set in.
But this is a good Utah team. They're a top 15 team, I think, in both preseason polls. They're the back-to-back Pac-12 champions. They've got a stellar head coach in Kyle Whittingham.
Back-to-back Rose Bowl game runner-ups.
Yeah, back-to-back Rose Bowl game losses. But hey, you got there. I'll give you credit. They're by all accounts a good football team. This isn't a joke.
No, they are a good football team. No question. Good football team.
So this isn't Texas State, and I would venture to say this isn't even BYU from 2021 when we played them after the announcement that they were going to come to the Big 12. This is a tougher game than that. But it's also at 11 a.m. on September 9th in Waco.
See, that's why I think – I take the opposite tack. I think, like, they're a tougher team. The game itself will be – I put on par with BYU in 2021.
Are you taking Baylor to win?
Yes, absolutely. It's 11 a.m. September 9th. Your quarterback's coming off of ACL like in November, I think. And you're not used to this weather. And to add on that, I want to shout out to Matt Wilson, who had this little stat. Like, in September, in away games, Utah's like 1-3 over the last few years.
Huh.
So, like, they're kind of like, remember it used to be, like, Iowa State doesn't play great in the beginning of the season. You know, they kind of rev up to the season. It's kind of the same thing. Utah doesn't – I mean, they lost last year on the road to Florida, who I think everyone agrees Florida was a worse team than Utah last year.
Yes, by all measures.
They lost that game. And I get that kind of vibe. We're all about vibes here. I get the kind of vibe of it's like – your quarterback's coming off of a bad injury. You don't even know if he's going to be 100% or if he'll play in this game. It's going to be 11 a.m. in the early September in Central Texas. And your track record doesn't really lend confidence.
it's going to be so dry and so hot.
So, yeah, so that's those are the reasons. Now, I'm not saying it's going to be – it'll be a good game. It'll be a close game. I just expect Baylor to come out with a big win at the end of the day.
It's going to be a sweat-inducing day. I agree with you. I think the home field advantage is a huge thing for Baylor in this game. And Baylor will have been practicing in this over and over and over again. And
they practice at 4 p.m. right now in our August in Central Texas.
Now, they do go inside for the heat if required.
It's blistering.
But yeah, they do still practice outside in this. It's crazy.
Yes, it is. Extremely hot.
This is going to be one of those games where you're going to see lots of cramping. Like, there's going to be lots of injury timeouts in this game.
And here's the thing is, like, Baylor plays the similar style in the trenches as Utah plays. Most of our coaches, especially on the offensive line side of the ball, tight end coach, offensive coordinator, they are from BYU who play that same similar style of we're going to be very tough on the line. And so it's like Utah going to like a school that runs like a fully spread and it's more of a softer team, more of a finesse team. This is a team that they preach toughness down low. They preach toughness on the offensive line and defensive lines. And so it's going to be a very physical football game.
If it's a day game in McLean, if there's anything I learned, and this is like the Peter Pope adage, is if it's a day game in McLean, it's hot. It's just hot in that place. It doesn't matter if it's 60 degrees outside. It's still hot in McLean. So show up. I know it's going to be tough. Drink tons of water. Tons of water. Go take breaks on the concourse. Well, we're on offense, but we're on defense. Go make noise. Show them what it's like to come to the Big 12 and play. Show them what it's like to come to play in Waco in September. And this is going to be on ESPN. So this is a huge game that Baylor's got going on. So I'm taking a win. You've got a win. Matt, the next game, we're still at home. We're going to go to week three. I've actually already marked down your answer for this one on Saturday, September 16th, yet again, another 11 a.m. kick, this one on ESPN Plus. There may only be 300 people in the stadium for this game. I won't be there. We play the Long Island University Sharks. Matt, I marked you down as a win. Do you need me to change that?
No.
Okay. No. I am picking Baylor to win as well to go 3-0 through their first three games. And yeah, will you be at the LIU game?
Yeah, I will be there.
Okay, you're going to go. I'm not. I'm going to be.
I'll be at the tailgate.
In Atlanta that weekend. So
I don't know if I'll make it inside the stadium. I will definitely be at the tailgate outside of the stadium.
Gotcha. All right. So 3-0. And then Matt, what may be the biggest game of the season for Baylor fans. And it's a bit annoying to me that this game is in week four. I really wish we would have gotten it later, but this team gets Texas Tech at the very last game of the year. The Big 12 awarded that final game against this team to Texas Tech, not Baylor. The Texas Longhorns come to town. It's likely the last time that Texas plays a game in Waco. I don't see a whole lot of scenarios unless we see a situation in the future where there are home playoff games and Baylor happens to draw Texas to come. But for what we know about the sport right now and what we think will happen moving forward, it's highly likely that this is at least the last time the Texas Longhorns play in Waco for the foreseeable future. And likely the last time they play Baylor at all for the foreseeable future after 100+ times of facing off against each other. I can't stand the University of Texas. I'm angry about what happened, but I'd be lying if I said if I wasn't given the opportunity, I would take it. So I get it. But still, it's fuck Texas forever. And I hope the Longhorns have terrible things happen to them. Sorry, Pat, my Longhorn buddy who listens to us. I love you, but I'm talking from my Baylor heart right now. And horns down. Horns down, baby. Matt, this game, we don't have a time yet. It'll be September 23rd. This is going to be likely a nationally broadcast game, if I had to guess, just based off of what the game is. it's going to be emotional.
I've said previously that on the Texas preview that we did, that I had Baylor winning this game, and I'm not changing my answer. Baylor wins. Sends UT off to the SEC with an L.
I picked Texas to go 12-0 when we did their episode. I picked them to beat Baylor, and I'm changing my answer. Yeah. And again, I'm wearing my green and gold hat here. I think this is going to be a highly emotional game. I think this will be similar to 2021 when Texas came to town, and it was right after we had learned they were going to leave for the SEC. And I think Baylor cares a lot about winning this game. I think Texas cares a lot about winning games this year too, different than they've cared in years past. I think you're going to see closer to the Texas that played against Alabama last year that really cared about winning that game, compared to the team that you saw coming to Waco in 2021 that was not prepared for what Baylor was going to do to them. That said, I think you could play this game 100 times under these circumstances, and Baylor might win 100 of them just because of what it will mean to them. Now, I may end up being totally wrong and Texas may blow us out. I don't know, but I've got a vibe that this is the game that Baylor wins. So I'm taking Baylor to start 4-0. You've got Baylor to go 4-0. And we send the Longhorns to the SEC saying, we got the best of you before you left. Matt, here's where things get interesting, though. After the Texas game, again, you're coming off this emotional high, and for the first road game that you get of the year, it's after you play Texas. You head to Orlando, to FBC Mortgage Stadium, to face off against UCF in the Bounce House, one of the toughest places to play out of the four schools that have been added this year. You know, it's up there with Provo. And it's their first home game in the Big 12. It's their first Big 12 home game. And so you have to go on the road and deal with that. I'm just going to come out and say it. This is Baylor's first loss of the year. I think Baylor loses at UCF.
I think Baylor wins.
You're going 5-0, huh?
Yeah, I think Baylor wins.
Okay.
I just think they're a better team than UCF.
I think this is going to be a terrible game. I think it's going to be an awful, awful game. It's going to be one of those like, oh my, what team am I watching?
I mean, right, it's going to be juiced. That stadium's going to be hype.
It is. No doubt. And again, I think you're coming off of that. I think if you beat Texas, you know, I think this is very much the disappointment after the major high that happens very often in this sport. So, all right. So you got Baylor winning, going to the Bounce House, grabbing that win. I got them losing for the first time. After this, Matt, we head back to Waco, and what do we get? The Butt Bowl!
The Butt Bowl.
Yes. Now, we predicted this game last week with Tristy and Steven on the podcast. I picked Baylor to win that game, and you picked Baylor to lose that game.
Yes. I'm sticking with that.
All right, so you've got Baylor's first loss of the year against Joey McGuire and Texas Tech coming into McLean.
Yeah.
I'm sticking with my answer as well. I think Baylor wins because I do firmly believe it's going to be the Baylor will be Joey McGuire's curse. Well, no matter how good or bad we are, we're just always going to beat them. Texas Tech may win a national championship, but they'll have lost to Baylor that year. And I'm going to stick firmly to that, Matt. So we both got a 5-1 team. My loss is to UCF on the road. Yours is to Texas Tech at home. Baylor then gets an off week, heads back out on the road, and goes to face off against another newcomer into the Big 12, their first season. Head to Nippert Stadium in Cincinnati, Ohio, to face off against the Cincinnati Bearcats. Matt, what do you think about this? Does Baylor grab themselves a road win? This, for you, would be their second. For me, it would be the first if I pick them to win. But do you think they beat Cincinnati?
Yeah, I just think Cincinnati is going to have some growing pains, more so even than UCF, which I picked Baylor to win. But I think there's a bunch of changes on the UCF side. I mean, on the Cincinnati side of it. So I think Baylor comes out on top.
All right. I agree with you there. I'm going with a Baylor victory. So I think Baylor's just a little bit of a better football team than Cincinnati is right now. I think Cincinnati is going to be real good on the defensive line. I think just in general, I think Cincinnati will be pretty good on the defensive side of the ball. But it's about depth, and it's about, you know, playing these games week in, week out, as we've talked about a number of times. That takes some getting used to as you move up to this level. Cincinnati's definitely got talent. It's just building out a team full of that is going to be what's important. So I'm going to take Baylor to win this game as well. Next up, Matt, we head back home. This next game will be homecoming. Official suspensions or whatever will be, but all we know is that these people have been charged in a gambling scandal, apparently gambling on their own team. Some from Iowa State, which is, you know, who we're talking about here. Some Iowa State players have apparently gambled against Iowa State in games that they played in and then won. So there was a defensive lineman who has been accused of betting on Texas to win a game against Iowa State that Iowa State won against Texas. That Iowa State was favored in to win, Matt. So not a good look for Iowa State. Presumably their starting quarterback, Hunter Deckers, won't be there. Their starting running back, Jarrell Brock, won't be there. And then multiple other starters on like the offensive line and the defensive side of the ball are caught up in this gambling net with both legal and NCAA implications involved here. So I saw a great joke from a West Virginia fan on Twitter. It was a meme of from Lord of the Rings of the meats back on the menu boys from the Uruk-hai. And it said 13th place is back on the menu boys. So I think there's a lot of people who are super down on the Cyclones. I am one of them. I think it's going to be a rough year. So I'm taking Baylor to win this one at home. Matt, what do you think?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a rough year for Iowa State. There's a lot of stuff going on there. And it's one of those things, like, over the past few years, Baylor's kind of had Iowa State's number. So I don't expect that to change.
Yeah. Yeah. It may be a low scoring game, because I think even when they're bad, they're still going to play defense, and defense travels.
Yeah. They played with the best defense last year in the Big 12, and they were like, what, like 4-8?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they are not going to be able to score any points at all.
I mean, you maybe you don't know who's playing quarterback. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff going on there.
Yeah. You've lost your starting running back. You've lost your starting quarterback. Your best receiver is playing in the NFL this year from last year. So. Yeah. Tough offseason, Cyclone fans. I feel for you. Because you didn't do anything. You just had some idiots on your team. All right. So we're both taking that. Matt, next up, the last newcomer that we face of the year. We get 3 out of 4. We don't get BYU. So this one is against Houston in McLean Stadium, Saturday, November 4th. Matt, does Dana Holgorsen get the best of Dave Aranda?
No. Baylor wins.
I was wondering if you were saying no because you think Dana Holgorsen will have been fired by then.
He could have been. I mean, it all depends. I mean, I'm not high on Houston.
I don't think he gets fired this year.
I don't think he gets fired in season. Yeah. If he does get fired, it's going to be after a season firing. But I just don't think Houston is up to that level to compete in the Big 12 yet. Not that they,
we want to talk about the production there that Iowa State lost. I mean, Houston lost everything.
You know, their Clayton best Tune, player Tank was Dell,
like they lost a lot.
Didn't and they got raided by other teams, transfer portal losses. They're you know, like returning their best running back went to another team.
I just saw that there's a running back that they had this year that they expected to be, I think he was a freshman. They expected to, like, he was like a breakout of camp towards ACL.
Yeah.
So yeah, not
aren't going well.
Yeah. So yeah, I have Baylor winning this game as well. It's in Waco. So yeah, I agree with you there. Now, after this, Matt, we have the only time during the year that Baylor plays back to back road games, which, considering we have 8 home games, it's crazy to me that we have a point in the season where we do have back to back road games. It's kind of like our punishment for having 8 home games. And Matt, they are not easy. They are back-to-back against the Purple People of the conference. First one, Saturday, November 11th, on the road at Bill Snyder Family Stadium in Manhattan, Kansas. The defending Big 12 champions, the Kansas State Wildcats. Whew, this was one of the more difficult games I've ever sat through in my entire life last year, was Kansas State. And that game at McLean last year was just terrible. I would love to get some revenge, go back up there and steal a win. It's a tough place to play, though. Matt, does Baylor beat Kansas State or do we lose?
So I've gone back and forth on this. But right now I have a feeling Baylor wins this game.
All right. You're taking them to win in Manhattan.
I'm taking them to win.
I am taking them to lose. I think Kansas State's a really good football team. I think they're very well coached, and I think Snyder is one of the toughest places to play in the Big 12. It's going to be November 11th, so it's probably going to be cold. It wouldn't surprise me if what we're talking about right here, like both of us have Baylor with one loss heading into this game. I think Kansas State's going to be pretty damn good. So this is likely a night game on national TV. It's going to be a tough, hard-fought football game. And I think it's just one of those that Kansas State wins. So I'm taking Baylor to drop this one. Now I did mention, Matt, that we have back-to-back road games. I'm going to skip forward. Yeah. You and I both picked West Virginia to finish last in the conference. We both picked West Virginia to go 2-10 on the year. Do you think there's any chance that West Virginia, I think for the first time ever, wins in Waco?
No, I don't.
Okay, I agree. I think Baylor beats West Virginia. I think West Virginia will have given up on the season by that point. Kind of a playing for nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so okay.
So I think West Virginia will have an in-season firing.
Yeah, I do. I agree with you. I don't think Neil Brown makes it to the end of the year. So, all right, so we both have that. So we're through 11 games now. Did it a little wonky. We're going to go back to the second to last game. But Matt, you have Baylor sitting at 10-1 through 11 games. I have Baylor sitting at 9-2 through 11 games. The game that I skipped was on the road on November 18th at Amon G. Carter Stadium in Fort Worth, Texas, against TCU. We've lost a lot to them recently. And last year was maybe the most heartbreaking version of that. And then we had to watch them make it to the Big 12 title game and then laugh at them when they lost. But then we had to watch them go beat Michigan in a playoff game and then make it to a national title game. We had to watch them make the playoff. As embarrassing as that national championship game was, they reached a place that we've never been before and we want to be. And we could have held them out of that if we had just held them for one more drive or they had missed one kick. So that stung. I want to beat this team more than I think I want to beat Texas, maybe. And that's not true. I want to beat Texas more this year specifically. But I really want to beat TCU. Do you think I'm going to get my wish? Do we go into Amon G. Carter and do we grab a win this year or are we heartbroken yet again, Matt?
So I picked Baylor to beat TCU last year and the year before that. I think, but we haven't done it. So like you said, TCU's won more times than not, and I think they'll win again at home against Baylor.
All right, so you have Baylor officially at 10-2.
10-2.
Losses to Texas Tech and TCU. Oh, that would be painful to lose to those two fan bases. Oh, which is why I'm not going to do that, Matt.
All right.
I'm not going to do that. I think we win this game because for no other reason than we got to win one eventually. So, man, I want to win it bad and I'm putting it out in the universe. Baylor wins at Amon G. Carter. My two losses are in Manhattan and in Orlando to Kansas State and to UCF. Your two losses, TCU in Fort Worth, Texas Tech at home. we're both sitting at a 10-2 Baylor after I said I think this is an 8 or 9 win team. So I'm probably a little bit too high on them. But you know what? I don't care. 10-2 would make me super happy. That probably gets you into Arlington for a chance to win a Big 12 title game, and I would take that all day long. But we'll see. It's an exciting time. We're only, God, how many days now? Like 19 days.
20 or 19, yeah.
Oh, I can't wait for football.
Hey, we got real football to talk about next week. You know, next weekend you have week 0, then it's here.
Man. Well, it's the weekend after next weekend. Yeah, I guess, yeah, technically next weekend, not this weekend.
Not right. This weekend, next weekend.
Yeah. You got it right. You nailed it. Man, I'm excited, dude. It's finally here. It's finally here. We can stop talking about realignment, as fun as that was. And we can stop talking about pods and scheduling and divisions, which I don't care nearly as much about. And we can talk about real football. And we get to make fun of people, and we get to get made fun of if we screw up.
Yeah, it's here, and I'm super excited. You alluded to like the tailgate, which I'm excited about that portion of it.
And by the way, speaking of, if you guys listen to this and you want to come hang out, the tailgate is open. Just shoot us a DM. Hop on Twitter, go to the Bear Den Pod account, shoot us DM, come say hi. All are welcome.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a fun tailgate that's put on by a bunch of different people. A bunch of people this year especially are kind of throwing down and supporting it. And we've made some improvements. It's getting a little bit bigger. We have a permanent tent that Matt's not going to have to chase down tents around anymore. And heck, so yeah. Like our buddies, Nick, we got Max, we got Alex, we got all these folks out there. So
Baylor baseball legend, Max Garner,
Baylor baseball legend. Yeah,
Nick. So, yeah,
you might see Peter out there from time to time.
Yeah, maybe Mark will stop by.
Yeah,
the legend David Finkhauser. I mean,
yeah, who knows?
Who knows? Will stop by?
Who knows, Matt? I'll be there. That's what I do know.
I'll be there.
So we'll be there week 1, bright and early. Early.
Well, week 1 is a 6 p.m. kickoff. So we have like all day.
If I'm being honest, because I have a 3-hour drive.
I'm down the road. So I'll probably be there like when game day's still on.
Yeah. And you'll be out there. You will be the first person out there. You've got the equipment though, right? You still have like the TV and stuff, don't you?
Well, I have Nick's. No. Nick has the TVs.
Nick has the TV.
But also, like, I think one or two of the TVs were casualties of wind as well. So, but that we have other compatriots who have bigger TVs. They've already said that they're going to contribute. So, in tables. So, it's going to be, like you said, it's a bigger affair than it was last year.
Yeah. It'll be bigger. And maybe more organized. No promises there, but it'll be a good time.
I would think it'd be a little bit more organized. We didn't have any like real organization.
Other than like Thursday text Nick, messages. Hey, that's fair.
Like Thursday, like, hey, we're gonna go up there.
Is anybody
tomorrow.
Going?
So yeah, it'll be good times.
Excellent. Well,
there's
Matt,
always the ritual. We got like there's
oh
be
yeah,
whiskey
we got
involved,
we got
so.
The ritual. So. We will have whiskey, and it will be fun. So, Matt, we're a little bit over an hour now. This one was filled with technical difficulties, but again, super stoked to be a part of the 10-12 network. Excited to see where this goes and to be a part of a great group. Please go check out the other podcasts that are around. I'm sure they've got some really interesting stuff about Baylor when they do their season previews too. We're working on getting podcast for every school in the Big 12. I know that's like Phillip's end goal. I think there's more that he's announcing this
week.
The
Big 12 keeps growing. So it's becoming more.
Yeah,
and more
exactly.
Like
he's constantly having to find new ones. Now he's got to find four new ones again. So there's some new podcasts that I think are dropping as part of the network this week. So be on the lookout And then, but yeah, go check out everybody at the 1012. There's also a 1012 Patreon. You can check out their Twitter account for that. You know, with some information on how you can support the different podcasts that are out there. And then again, I think you'll hear an ad at the end of this. I don't know. We'll figure out how this works. We're learning. We're learning along with you as you listen. But Matt, besides the 1012 network, where can the people find the podcast?
Find the podcast on Twitter or X. I still call it Twitter. At the Baird and Pod. You can find it at the website, thebairdandpod.com. You find me on Twitter at Matt_Workman. And Joe, where can people find you if they want to hear more of your beautiful voice or read some of your work?
You can find me on Twitter or X or Zeding or whatever it's called now.
I will not call it Zeding ever. That's stupid.
I'm going to call it that just to annoy you now. No, you can find me on Elon's Wonder World of Fun at the_Joe_Goodman. And you can also find my stuff on ourdailybears.com. So I will have I have football content coming out. I've already written a couple of things, as we mentioned, like around Baylor Plus. There's some other stuff I've done on there recently, and then also talked about Baylor Plus a little bit on a special edition of our daily podcast over there. So yeah, go check out that stuff. Check out all the stuff that all the ODB folks do. They do some really cool stuff. There's also an article that was dropped recently from Noelle Kakimoto, who's on our team. She yes. is Hawaiian. She lives in Hawaii. And
please check that out. Check out that.
She dropped an article that has some history in it and some information about what's going on with the wildfires over there in Hawaii right now, along with some tweets and some links that you can look at for different charities that are doing things to help people on the ground right now. It's an absolutely heartbreaking thing. So I do recommend, if you haven't heard about this, please go look it up. If you have the means to help, please do so with whatever you're able, because it's really tough what's going on over there. It's extremely tragic. And a lot of these people, believe it or not, they're having to kind of see this happen while people are still trying to come vacation where they are. And having to listen to people complain about their vacations and stuff. And I have heard some terrible horror stories of people that are on vacation that are dealing with crazy stuff out there. I'm not talking about those kinds of people. I'm talking about like people that are like, oh, why did my, you know, like, I wanted to go out there. I have to go somewhere else now. This is a big deal. So, these are our American brothers and sisters, so support them in any way you can. So check out that piece on ODB by Noelle. And yeah, so that's where you can find me and my stuff and my little emotional appeal there on what's going on. But yeah, Matt.
Before we go, I want to ask you a question, Joe.
Oh, go, hit me.
Did you happen to watch the like Johnny Manziel Netflix?
I haven't yet. No, I haven't yet. Okay. I'm going to, but I just have not yet.
I watched it, and it's very good, very well done. You know, they do those untold sports documentaries. They do a very good job. There are some things in there that are, I'm just getting the vibe, are like not true.
Okay, I will watch it. Some things that like,
there's no way that's true, because I've watched those games, so like. I'll let you watch it before I go into it, but like some things I'm saying, this is bullshit, what you're saying right now.
Deal. All right. I will go watch.
But anyway, until next time.
As always, man.
Sick 'em Bears.
Sick 'em Bears.
Network. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.